Today I'd like to talk about the subject of Mechitzas Aroi, Moisef HaBinyan Aroi, and Oisa Oel Lechatchila on Shabbos. Meaning, what is considered building a Mechitza or an Ohel on Shabbos, and what is considered adding to a Mechitza or Ohel on Shabbos, and what the halachas are, what do we want to determine, is mainly the opinions of Rashi and Tosfos on this matter. The Gemara tells us on Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph that Amar Rav Mishim Rav Chiya Vilon Mutal and Taisa Umutar Lefarka. It is permitted to set up a vilon, a curtain on Shabbos. When it's permitted to hang a curtain on Shabbos. Now we know that it's not permitted to make an ohel on Shabbos. If it's an ohel that's kavua, that's set to stay in its position for an extended period, so it's a dairaisa. If it's an ohel aroi, a covering which is set to stay in its position only on a temporary basis, it's an iser druponon. But in either case, there is an iser for a person to make an ohel on Shabbos. That is why a number of the items in Abaya's list on top of the page are prohibited. Hagud, Mishameres, Kila, says a person's not allowed to set up a gud, which is a flask that has a wide lip, which is spread out over poles, such that the flask is able to contain liquid, and it hangs over poles. Over four poles which are placed in its corners, liquid is poured into it and the wind goes underneath to cool off the liquid. Rashi says it's prohibited to do that because when it's making an ohel. Habadzaimala oil. So why is it permitted to hang up a curtain? Why isn't that like an ohel? Rashi explains, Vilon Masach Shekeneged HaPesach. A vilon is talking about a curtain that is hanging in front of the door. Mutul in Toso is permitted to hang it, she'ein oel elamisha osui ke'ein gag, because it is not considered an oel unless something is not considered an oel unless it has a flat roof. From what the Gemara says further on, it's clear that an oel must have a tefach wide flat roof. Without a tefach wide flat roof, something is not considered an oel. Even if one sets up a tent, similar to the tents that one camps in, which has a central pole or two poles, and the walls slope down on either side, it is not considered an oel when it's allowed to set that up l'chatchila on Shabbos, just like when it's permitted to set up a vilon, a curtain. And Rashi explains this, again, by saying that only when something has a flat tefach on top, a tefach wide flat area on the top, only then it is considered an ohel, and it is prohibited to set it up because it is similar to binyan. If it does not have a tefach wide flat area, it is just a wall, and if it's a temporary wall, not a permanent wall, it's mutul chatchila to make such, to hang or to arrange, set up such a wall on Shabbos. That's what we see in our Gemara. So, once again, what we see from our Gemara is that it is permitted for a person to make a temporary mechitza or wall on Shabbos. It is only prohibited to make a temporary ceiling or walls with a ceiling on Shabbos. Now, the source for many of the halachas of making a temporary structure is the Mishnah on Kuf Chof Hei Amud Beis on Shabbos, which we saw in the Gemara just an Amud earlier, on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Amud before our Amud, which is Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Over there, the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Eliezer about Pekach Chachalon. Pekach Chachalon refers to a window stopper. It is a solid block that was used to stop up a hole in the wall, which is used for a window. In those days, I guess it was common not to have glass in the windows. When one wanted to stop it up so rain should not come in or people shouldn't see in, one took a block and stuck it in the wall in order to stop up the window. Pekach Chachalon. It says in the Mishnah, kakachala on Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, says man shekasha v'taloi pokekin bo, if it is kasha v'taloi, which means if it is tied up to the window, the stopper is tied to the window and hanging v'taloi, is hanging from the window, pokekin bo. The imlav, if not, meaning it's not hanging, but let's say it's tied but lying on the floor, it has a long string that reaches to the floor, or if it's not even tied up in the first place, certainly, then it says ein pokekin bo. One may not use it to stop up a window. A pkakach alone is obviously a temporary stopper. It's not something that's kavua. So over here we see that putting a temporary stopper in a chalon is usher, according to Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim oimrim, benkach uvenkach pokekin bo. Either way, it is permitted to stop up the window with such a stopper. And the Gemara continues, Omer Rabbi Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan admit, She'ein oisin oil aroi b'tchila, b'yanta v'ein tzarech lomer b'shabbos. Even according to the Chachamim, who permits stopping up a window when it's not allowed to make an ohel aroi, a temporary tent, on Shabbos or on Yontif, it is prohibited to make a temporary tent. Now again, we saw in Rashi just before that a tent means it has a tefach wide on top. It's prohibited to make a temporary tent in the first place if there is no tent before Shabbos or Yontif. What is the argument? The question is whether one is allowed to add a temporary addition to a tent that exists already. The house exists already. Nevertheless, one may not stop up the window with a plug. Ein mosifim b'yantiv, ein tzarech lomer b'shabbos. Not a yantiv or on Shabbos. By the way, the source for not doing it on yantiv is not clear from this Gemara, because in our Gemara it's talking only about Shabbos. But it is a brisa in Sukkah Mem Dalam and Aleph. In Sukkah Mem Dalam and Aleph, it's a brisa that says clearly that one may not add to an ohel aroi on yantiv either, when one is not permitted to add to an ohel on Shabbos. In any case, the dinim of Shabbos and Yom Tov are normally the same. Again, Rabbi Eliezer holds that one may not make a temporary addition to an existing roof, an existing tent. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, one may make a temporary addition, such as a window, to an existing tent, such as a window stopper, window plug, to an existing ohel. Rashi says over here something interesting. Pekakach alone, the window stopper we're talking about is kagon arubas hagag, a plug that is put in the skylight on top of a building. Now, when I learned pekakach alone, I thought it meant a window on the side of a building. And in fact, that's what most Rishonim say that it means. Tosfos goes further and asks on Kuf Chafayim Abayis that if it would have meant a skylight, it should have said aruba. Why did it say pkaka chalon? It could be pkaka aruba. Aruba is the word that's used in the Mishnah and the Gemara to refer to a window in the ceiling. Rashi, though, deems it necessary to offer an unconventional explanation for this Gemara. His reasoning is obviously based on what we just saw on Kuf Lamed Chesam and Aleph regarding Vinon. Rashi holds it's permitted to make a wall, an entire wall, even l'chadchila, on Shabbos or Yantiv, if it's made in a temporary fashion by hanging up a curtain or something. And if so, certainly to add a plug to a window, which is just in one section of a wall, is permitted l'chachila to do so if the window is on the side of a building. Rashi had trouble understanding why Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim are arguing about the plug of a window. Therefore Rashi explained, we're referring to aruba tagag, a plug in the ceiling. Now the ceiling is an ohel, and when one adds a plug to the ceiling to plug up the window, he is adding to an ohel. Since the ohel of the ceiling is certainly a tefach wide, when he adds a plug, no matter how wide it is, he is adding to an ohel that is pre-existing, and that's called mosif al ohel aroi, adding a temporary addition to an ohel. And that is where Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer argue. This is the way Rashi, right, we see that Rashi is following his opinion, l'shitaso, that a plug in a wall, or even a wall itself, is not considered a temporary building that's prohibited on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And because of this, we see that Rashi had to be nitzak, had to say a somewhat forced interpretation of the Mishnah on 125b and Kufchavot Hema Beis, where Eliezer and Rechamim argue. He says it's referring to an Aruba, a skylight. Rashi and Kufchavot Hema Beis seems to be bothered by the same problem and offers a somewhat different answer to the same question of why Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham should argue by the plug to a window. Rashi says on the bottom of Kufchav Hem Beis, She'enois in oil aroi, Lifos machzeles al arba mechitzos al arba kandaisin liyastel la'oil minachama. The Isser of oil aroi is spreading a roof, a gag, v'davka gag, of mechitza lav oilhu. Again, following his opinion, Rashi says, a mechitza is not an oil. V'shoi l'parsel tznias. It's permitted l'chadchila to spread a mechitza for tznias in order to protect that people shouldn't be able to look in for modesty. It's permitted to make a mechitza. K'daminam be'erzin be'uvda d'shmuel. As we see in the story in Erevin Sadek Dalet Amud Aleph, which we'll turn to soon, Be'ezus Hashem. Now Rashi continues, U'pkakach alon demas nisin mishum debinyin kavuahu u'mechzi kemaisif ala binyin. The pkakach alon that we find in our Mishnah, that's because it's a binyan kavua. The reason why it's prohibited is because the building in which this kak is being added is a binyan kavua, and the mechzi kemaisif ala binyin. And when a person plugs the window, it looks like you're adding to the binyan. Rashi, again, is bothered by the machlokas in the Mishnah. If the only iser oil aroy is in a roof, why do the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer argue in the Mishnah by a window plug? And Rashi answers that the argument here isn't quite the same as the normal argument between them. Normally they argue about adding to a roof. However, over here, when we're talking about a plug in a building, which is a permanent structure, all around the window there's a permanent structure, and the window is just one small opening in that permanent structure. When one puts a plug in there, since everything around it is permanent, it's mechzik ma'isav al binyan. It still looks like you're adding to this permanent wall. What Rashi's saying is that certainly to make a temporary wall, even an entire temporary wall, is permitted. To make a permanent wall is certainly prohibited. That's teraisa. When one adds to a temporary wall or builds a temporary wall, it's permitted. It's not called the oil, and there's no gzera. However, if there's a permanent wall that has a hole in it, and one adds to that, then already it looks like you're mosifying the binyan. It looks like you're adding to the structure that exists. Just like it's usher, according to the Rabbi Eliezer, to add to a temporary gag, since it's prohibited to make a temporary gag, and therefore it's prohibited to add to it, so too, just like it's prohibited to build a permanent building on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that's certainly usher. Even if it's a mechitza, it's clear that it's usher, that we found in Dafa Kufbeis on the base, for instance, in the beginning of Habona, where the Gemara said, even if you put down two or three bricks, says even putting down two or three bricks, it could be an Issa Dairaisa, even one brick. Plus the Binyan have a Tazam at Siyav Eila, that on the bottom brick, if you just place it down on the ground and you make sure that it's sitting straight, it could be either Issa Dairaisa of Binyan. The Gemara says clearly that there's Binyan with a Mechitza also. And that's in many Gemaras. However, in our sugya, we're discussing a permanent wall, which is mutter to make even l'chadchila. Rashi says, though, that in a case of a building, since there's a permanent wall, when one adds to that wall, it is prohibited because it looks like you're adding to the binyan. Just like when one adds to a roof, it's prohibited, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because you're adding to a ohel. You're adding to an oil, which is like a binyan. Similarly, when you add to a permanent building on the side, then perhaps that also is included in this gezeira of being mosif al habinyan. Just like it's also to add to an oil, it's also to add to a binyan kavua, because it looks like you're adding to the binyan. Now, it's not exactly the same as adding to a roof, because adding to a roof, you're making a roof at the same time as you're adding to a roof. Every bit that you add is a roof, just like the original was a roof. It's just that you're adding to what was pre-existing. Originally there was a roof. You're adding some more roof. Adding more roof is okay. In the case of the plug in the wall, Rashi is talking about when you have a wall, which is a structure, and you're adding a plug, which is not considered a binyan normally. A plug is not a binyan. If I would have had an entire wall made in such a fashion where it would be a temporary wall, it would be mutter to make it on Shabbos. It's not considered a binyan. We know, therefore, that a wall, the plug that was added is a temporary wall. It's not a binyan altogether. It's just adding to the permanent wall around it. And Rashi says, the chiddush that over there is mechzik meisav binyan. It looks like you're adding to the binyan, even though you cannot classify the plug itself as a structure, as a binyan. And therefore, it will be in the same machlokas Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan. In other words, Rashi was having problems with this machlokas Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan. In our sugya and Kuf Lamed Zayin Beis, Rashi was nidchak and said the fourth answer. They're arguing about a plug in the ceiling, not a plug in the wall. Rashi and Kuf Chafayim Beis tried to avoid that, but ran into other trouble. He said they're arguing about a plug in the wall, but there's a new gzera that Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan argue about, just like the argument of Oyel Aroy. That's of course a bit daichik, because if the Gemara only sees this machlokas about Mechzi Kamosef al Abinyan, then where did they see from this that there's a machlokas Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan about adding to an Oyel Aroy? Maybe the Rabbanan agree that it's prohibited to add to an Oyel Aroy, and they only permit something in the wall. That's the dochak, that's the weakness of Rashi's explanation on Kuf Chafayim Beis. But Rashi says, well, we have to find some interpretation, some way of explaining the machlokas Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan. Either it's in the ceiling or it's in the wall, and the machlokas about Mosef al Oel also applies when you're adding to a binyan kavua in the wall. Okay, this is what we see in our sugya. Rashi says this opinion elsewhere in Sukkah, Tzach, says Zion on the days. The Gemara tells us about a story where it was necessary to bring a Sefer Torah from one side of a chatzah to another, and there wasn't an Erev. What they did was they made a mechitza leading straight from the shul to the house where the Sefer Torah was. And once you had that mechitza up, then it's as if the Sefer Torah is in its own private chatzah together with a shul, and you don't need an Erev in such circumstances, because there's only one dira over there, one place of lodging, which is the house. The Beis Knesset isn't osa. Therefore, they're allowed to carry through that mechitza the Sefer Torah from the house to the shul. The Gemara, according to one girsa, the Gemara asks on that, how are you allowed to make a mechitza on Shabbos? It's also to make a mechitza because it's an oral binyan of Oel Arai, and the Blazer and the Rabbanim both agree that one can only add to an Oel Arai, one cannot make one the Chachila. Rashi, Dibur Matzul Meheichon, erases this girsa. He says, "Lo garsinan, to mechitza below God, lav olahu, a mechitza kazu mutter lasos, kiraminan." And again, he brings the Gemara in Erev and Sadik Dal and Manalas. You're allowed to make a mechitza without a roof. Again, Rashi is mishitasa in those three places. And also again, on Kufa Fema Beis, and also on Kufa Lama Zainama Beis, and in Sukkah Tazainama Beis. What is the sugya and Erevin, Sadik Dalam and Aleph, that Rashi is quoting, from which he proves that a mechitza is permitted to be made on Shabbos Lachachila? The story is as follows. Rav and Shmuel were sitting together in a chatzar, which was separated from another chatzar by a wall. Now the chatzar they were sitting in had an Erev Chatzeres, therefore they were allowed to carry items in that chatzar, because it had an Erev Chatzeres. However, the wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos. Now when the wall falls down, what happens is you have two chatzeres that are now joined together through that hole in the wall, and those two chatzeres didn't make an Erev with each other. If they didn't make an Erev with each other, then they are osir each other. That's the rule. If all the houses in a chatzer or in connected chatzeros make an Erev together, they can carry together in the chatzer. But if one of the houses or one of the chatzeres that are open to each other does not make an Erev together with the others, then nobody is allowed to carry in the chatzer anymore. When the wall fell down, it became prohibited to carry in the chatzer, because now there are some houses that did not have an Erev together with other houses, and therefore was usher. The only way to start to permit moving items in the chatzer once again was to rebuild that wall. And what happened? Sure enough, Shmuel said, "Shkulu glima negiduba." take a garment and hang it up in place of the wall. This is what Rashi sees as a proof that it is permitted to build a mechitza aroi l'chatchila. And the only thing that's prohibited is to make a oel sheyesh bo gag, a roof. It's permitted to make a wall that's temporary. Shmuel said, go l'chatchila, build yourself a wall out of a garment and hang that in the place of the broken wall. It says Rav was sitting there. Adrinu Rav la'ape. Rav turned around in disgust, in other words, to show that he didn't concur to Shmuel on this ruling. He turned around as if to say, that's not true. So Shmuel said, if Rav is upset, take his belt and use it to tie up that mechitza. In other words, ignore him. This is my chatzar, and where we live, where I live in my city, in Narda, and therefore I can rule that's permitted to hang it up. The Gemara asks, why did Shmuel have to hang up the mechitza in the first place? Shmuel holds that if there is a mechitza in the beginning of Shabbos, it's enough. Even if the mechitza falls down in the middle of Shabbos, since the chatzar was prohibited when Shabbos entered, since chatzar was permitted betilfel when the Shabbos entered, it is permitted to carry items in a chatzar throughout Shabbos, even if a wall between that chatzar and another falls down. It cannot become prohibited in the middle of Shabbos. Why then did Shmuel have to hang up the garment? The Gemara answers, well, it was for tznius. It was just because of modesty. He didn't want people from the other chatzar looking into what he was doing. And the Gemara says, why didn't Rav complain and say, you're not allowed to? Why did he just look away? The Gemara answers, because we're Shmuel's town, and he wasn't allowed to complain in Shmuel's town. Because if Shmuel is the Marad Atra, then the people in his land have to follow his ruling. In any case, you see that Shmuel hung up a wall, the Chatzila, on Shabbos. That's Rashi's Raya. I have a question on that. Not on the Gemara, not on the sheets of Rashi even right now. I have a question on the proof that Rashi brings from there. Rashi is trying to prove that it's permitted to hang a mechitza l'chatchila on Shabbos. Why does he have to run to Erevin to find it in that one story of Shmuel who hung up a mechitza? What's wrong with all of the Gemaras that we have over here in Kuf Lamed Ches, where we see that it's permitted l'chatchila to make a mechitza, vilon? We said in the Gemara over here that it's permitted to hang up a curtain, the chatchila on Shabbos. And Rashi told us that the reason it's permitted is because a curtain is not a gag. It doesn't have a roof. It doesn't have anything flat on top. It's just, right? It's Eino Oyla L'Mishasaka and Gag. It says right over here that it's permitted to hang up a wall on Shabbos. This is the same thing. It says, make a mechitza, make a vilon, make yourself a curtain in a doorway. It says, even a kila, an entire kila, which has two walls sloping away from each other, one may erect on Shabbos, since the kila does not have a flat tefach on top. What could be more explicit than that? There we see it quite clearly. It's permitted to make an ol aroi, meaning an ol aroi, mechitza aroas, on Shabbos. It's permitted to make a wall, lechatchila, as long as it doesn't have a roof. Why did Rashi have to jump to Erevin? This is my question. I did not find anyone yet that asked the question. I think the answer, though, is quite clear. The answer can be found in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Kofrov and in Rashi there, Lashitosa. The Gemara tells us over there, what do the Rabbanim permit when they permit making an Oel Aroi on Shabbos? Does that mean one may take any block of wood in the house and plug up the window? Again, in the ceiling, the wall, wherever the window is, it's considered a Tosefes Oel Aroi when one plugs up a window. Is it permitted to take any block and plug up a window? Or is there some requirements that one must fulfill before taking a block to plug up the window? The Gemara says, Rechum Ben Kach, and according to the Mishnah, Rechum said, Ben Kach. You don't have to have a Pekach that's kosher vitoloi. Like Rabbi Eliezer says, it doesn't have to be tied to the window, it doesn't have to be hanging off the ground. What does it have to be anything? The Gemara says, Amar Baba, Amar Kana, Bein Kosher, Uvein She'enu Kosher, V'hu She'netukon. The pekak, the plug, has to be prepared before Shabbos for plugging up a window, according to the Rabbanan. And if it's not prepared before Shabbos, it's prohibited to use it as a window plug. It is only permitted to use a window plug if the plug was prepared before Shabbos. It doesn't have to be hanging. It doesn't have to be tied to the window, but it does have to be prepared. This is the conclusion of the Gemara. Rashi says, "Matukim mukhan me'etmol lakach," prepared from yesterday for that. Now, why does a window plug have to be prepared from the day before for plugging the window? What's the reason for that? Tosos, in the number, all the Tosos are more or less on Daf Kuf Chaf Vav and Aleph, follow the opinion that the reason it has to be prepared is because it's mutza if it's not prepared. Tosos bein kasher bein shein kasher nirler bein utam, that it's talking about machshava. You prepared it by thinking about it, and the reason is because otherwise it would be mukta. And he compares it, he brings rise from the Gemara that it's the shaila of mukta. And the same thing in the next Taisus. Taisus says that the question is Misham Tiltil. The issue is Misham Tiltil. It's only a question of carrying it because of mukta. He's a Kanish, it's Kinababai, so it's a Sefanailbai, Demai Rabbah Misham Tiltil. Talking about a shaila of tiltil. All the places on the daf are following that opinion. This is Tosafot Shita, that the reason the pkak has to be prepared is because of tiltil. According to that, if one is using a vessel to stuff up the window, then it's certainly mutter to move it, even if it's not matukin me'etmol, according to the Chachamim. One may use a pot as a window plug on Shabbos without preparing it before Shabbos, because it's not mutter. Rashi, however, does not seem to accept this understanding of the Gemara. Rashi says that the issa that we're involved with here is a shaila of binyan. Rashi says, Rashi over here isn't as explicit as in other places, but it can be inferred from Rashi and Arsugya also. In Sukkah, for instance, Sukkah Chaf Chesem and Aleph, Rashi is quite clear. Rashi writes, when the Gemara brings our Mishnah, Rashi says that Pokekin bo, kibin de metukin bo, oimid lakach, ein de labone v'lo mosif. According to the Chachamim, Poikikim, though you're allowed to use a plug, Kivin de Matukin v'aymid lakach, Ein zel abayna v'moisif. As long as it's Matukin, right, it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, except the Gemara adds it, has to be Matukin v'aymid lakach, as long as it's prepared for stuffing up the window, it's not bayna, meaning, if it's prepared to stuff up the window, even though it's not tied, as long as you use it for plugging the window, then it becomes clear that you're not actually building, meaning that it's not a binyan kva, that you're just putting up something temporary and you're going to take it down. It's not considered bina. If it's a plug that you're using the first time, maybe you're going to leave it there. Maybe you're going to, it's going to stay in the window. And if so, then you're plugging up the window. It looks like a binyan kva. It's only permitted if it doesn't look like binyan, because you've pre-prepared this plug to be used for plugging up the window. And if so, then you're not building, you're just, you know, finishing something that's really finished already. It's as if the plug was there already before Shabbos, since you prepared it. Even though the plug was physically not sitting in the window, it was prepared to sit in the window. And therefore, it's as if the wall is already plugged up, even though the plug is not there. That is the way Rashi understands Matukin. Matukin means that it has to be prepared before Shabbos to be used as a plug or as a tosefes for the oil, because when it's prepared, it's not just that it's oil aroi, even more than that, it's already been built, this tosefes, this addition has already been built in the oil before Shabbos. It's as if it's there, since it's prepared to be put there before Shabbos. Okay. We see there's a machlokis Rashi and Tosfos now, whether one may use a pot to stuff up a window without preparing it. According to Taisus, it would be permitted. According to the Rabbanan, it's Tosefes Oil Aroi. According to Rashi, it would be prohibited because it's not Matukin Lakach. It's still Baina as long as it's not Matukin Lakach. According to Taisus, if it's not Mukta, you could use it. Now, Let's go back to Kuf Lamed Ches Ben Alastar, Adaf. When we talked about a vilon and said that's permitted to hang a vilon, or when we talked about a kila, said it's permitted to erect a kila, are we so sure that that means that there's no mechitza involved in putting, there's no binyan involved in putting up a mechitza? Is it so clear that a mechitza is not considered a binyan aroi and it's permitted to do it on Shabbos? Who said? Maybe the Gemara is simply following the opinion of the Rabbanan, following the opinion of the Rabbanan, who say that it's permitted to be mosif al oyel aroi on Shabbos. It's permitted to add to an oyel aroi. Now, maybe when one hangs up a vilon, a curtain in a doorway, all he's doing is like plugging a window, basically. So, according to the Rabbanan, it's mutter to plug a window, so it's mutter to put up a vilon. Who says that this Gemara is teaching us that there's no building involved altogether? Maybe it is building, but it's a mosif al binyan aroi. In other words, who says Rabbi Eliezer would permit such a thing, hanging up a vilon? Maybe that's fine. The machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, and the Gemara that says you're allowed to hang up a vilon is following the opinion of the Rabbanan, that one is permitted to plug a window, who has in, one is permitted to hang up a vilon. The answer to that is that our Gemara, Einachanami, might be following the opinion of the Rabbanan. There is no proof from our Gemara. That's why Rashi didn't bring our Gemara as a proof that it's permitted to make a curtain or a wall without a roof, because our Gemara might be indeed following the opinion of the Rabbanan, and when one makes a vilon, he is simply adding to an ohel aroi, and it is permitted to add to ohel aroi. What are you going to tell me? According to Rashi, something, when you add an addition to an ohel aroi, it has to be metukin lakach. Well, who says the vilon isn't metukin lakach? The vilon is certainly prepared to be hanged in a doorway. There's no reason to assume that the vilon is not prepared to hang in a doorway. Vilon, Rashi translates, is a mosach shekeneged pesach. So it was prepared to hang in the doorway. If it's metukin lakach, then it's the rabbanon over here maybe that permitted. Maybe it's not Rabbi Eliezer. You cannot prove that there's no binyan at all. All you can prove is that Tosefet binyan aroi, which the rabbanon permit. And the same thing is true of a kila. The kila that's permitted to build might be talking about a kila that part of it is already standing, part of the wall is standing, and you only have to lift up the top to raise it so that it could be used as a kila, as a tent that has a point on top. In other words, that the top is a ridge rather than flat. But part of it might already be standing, and all you have to do is add to that the rest of it by lifting up the roof higher. That's mosif al oyel aroi, and it's metukin lakach. The kila is made for that. Ooh, but when we come to Erev and Tzadikeim and Aleph, then already we have no way of understanding the Gemara. It's not that a mechitza may be built lachatchila on Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, because in the Gemara in Erev and Tzadikeim and Aleph, Tzadik Dalam and Aleph, I mean, Shmuel's wall fell down in the middle of Shabbos. He certainly didn't prepare anything to hang there as a mechitza. In fact, it says Shkulu Glima Negiduva. Shmuel says, take a cloak and hang it there. He certainly wasn't planning on using a cloak as a mechitza. And if so, why was it that he hung the mechitza on Shabbos? It should be prohibited to hang a mechitza like that on Shabbos, even according to the Chachamim, because it's not metukin lakach. The Chachamim also require the Tosefet to be metukin lakach. And therefore, Rashi says, even if part of the wall fell down and the rest of the wall is still standing, this is not metukin lakach. It's not a Tosefet Oyel Aroi, which is permitted on Shabbos, because we did not prepare this Tosefet before Shabbos. It's Binyan. That is why Rashi proves this point from Erev and Tzadik Talad Amun Aleph, and not from any other sugya. That's the only sugya in which we see that it must be that making a wall is not Binyan altogether, and therefore it's not necessary to have a mechitza that's metukin lakach me'esmo, that's pre-prepared for that. It's not necessary. Why? Because making a mechitza is not a binyan at all. Even Rabbi Eliezer permits it. And that's why Rashi brought its proof from Erev and Tzadik Talad, and not from our sugya, because our sugya is talking about making a wall with something that is metukin lakach, and might be representing the halachic opinion, which is that of the Rabbanan. Tosfos, Lishitaso, doesn't accept Rashi. Tosfos, we'll see in Kufchot Hayamud Beis, and other places, says that there is such a thing as a mechitza that one may not build on Shabbos. Taisa says it's true, we see in many sugyas that it's permitted to make a mechitza, but the key to understanding when it's permitted, when it's prohibited, is an Erevin Mental and a Meralef. Over there, the Gemara says, Astira presents a stira between two brises. The brises, in one brise, it says that one is not allowed to make a mechitza for a sukkah when the wall of a sukkah falls down. It says in the brise, Nafal Doifana, if the wall of a sukkah falls down and now you cannot use a sukkah, Lo Yamid Ba Adam, Behema, Bekalim, Velo Yizkov Esamita, Lifrasala Asadin, when it's not permitted to put an animal there, or kalim there, or a person there to be used as a wall. It's according to the opinion that an animal could be used for a wall. And it says you're not allowed to put a person or an animal or kalim there in order to make up for the missing wall, an yantiv. V'lo yiskav samitza, l'fesel ha-sadin, you're not allowed to put a bed up over there. Gemara asks, what about another brayson that says, oysa adam et chaveiro daifen, kadei sheyechel v'yishta v'yishen, it says that one is permitted to make to have a person stand as the third wall of a mechitz, of a sukkah in order to use that sukkah on yantav, and it is permitted to make a mechitza so that it provides shade so that the sun doesn't fall on a mace, on a corpse. It says in one brayse that one's not allowed to make a mechitza, another brayse says one's allowed to. The Gemara goes through a few suggestions. First, it tries to suggest to the Machlokas Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanan of our sugya that according to Rebbe Eliezer, one may not make a wall. According to the Rabbanan, one may. The Gemara rejects this. It says, what do you mean? According to the Rabbanan, one may not make a wall, a chachila, and here one's making the entire wall. The Gemara says, okay, so maybe the Machlokas is Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir. There's a Machlokas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Meir if one may use an animal as a wall for a sukkah. If you hold that an animal may be used, then you're making a sukkah, and it's prohibited to do that. If it holds the animal may not be used, then the sukkah is not going to be kosher anyhow if you put a person or an animal as a third wall, and therefore it's permitted to make the wall. The Gemara says that's also not right. Even if it's not going to make the sukkah kosher, you're still making a wall of chachila, and you're not allowed to make an entire wall of chachila, even if it's not making the sukkah kosher. That's what the Gemara asks. And the Gemara continues, you know what? The difference is the difference between the two prices is which wall fell down. Was it the third wall or the fourth wall? According to the first price, that says it's prohibited to make a wall is discussing the third wall. It's prohibited to make a third wall because that's going to be making the sukkah kosher. But to make a fourth wall, that's already permitted. Because the sukkah is kosher without, right, the fourth wall, with which the sukkah is kosher without that wall, is permitted to make. That's what the Gemara concludes. Tosfos, based on this, says that we see there's a machlokes, that we see from the Gemara that it is prohibited to make a mechitza if the mechitza is making a sukkah kosher. Why should it be more prohibited if the mechitza makes the sukkah kosher? Tosfos says it's because such a mechitza is called a mechitza hamateres. A mechitza which permits something, it changes a halachic issue. A mechitza that makes something into a shusha yachid, makes something into a chatza, that makes something into a sukkah, one may not build on Shabbos. Why? Because even though making a normal wall, like the fourth wall of a sukkah, is not a maisa chashiv, it's not a significant enough act to be considered making a wall of a sukkah, it's not making a wall, building on Shabbos, it's not considered building on Shabbos when one makes a wall which does not permit something, like the fourth wall of a sukkah, or like the kila in our sugya, or like the vilan in our sugya. Taisa says, all those cases are considered a tosefes oel aroi. It's not considered like you made something l'chatchila. It's not considered building something l'chatchila. It's true there was no wall there before you built it, and you just built it now, but that's not called making an ohel l'chatchila, because it's just a wall. A wall isn't like a ohel. A ohel is significant, it provides shade. A wall isn't so significant, even if it's for tznius, even if it's for shade. It's not like a ohel, which is similar to a structure that looks more like a house. And therefore, it's only considered a tosafet ohel aroi. This is what tosafet means. It's more clear in the Tosafot Rosh. Building a wall like that is a tosefes ohel aroi, and it's permitted according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer, and it's prohibited according to Rabbi Eliezer. But one who makes a mechitza materes is making a binyan, is making a oel. Tosfos were told that a mechitza, a wall, which is matir something, is considered the same as an ohel. That's when one makes that, he's making an ohel aroi l'chatchila. And if he builds such a wall l'chatchila, it's prohibited. In this point, he disagrees with Rashi, again. Rashi says that it is permitted to make a wall under all circumstances on Shabbos. It's not an ohel. When we make it l'chatchila, when we add to it, according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbanan. Taisva says, no. A regular wall is considered a tosefes ohel aroi. Even if you make a wall l'chatchila, it's considered adding to a wall. It's true you made something, but it's just considered an addition. It's as if it's adding to the ground. It's as if you're adding to the karka. It's just a tosefes. The land is here, and you're putting something up on the land. You're adding to it. Because you're not making a new structure. Therefore, Taisa says, Rabbanim were permitted. However, and Rabbi Leitz would prohibit it. However, when you make a gag, you make a gag l'chatchila, then the Rabbanim prohibit it. That's called making an oel l'chatchila, not just tosefes. And who adin, when you make a mechitza materis, you're not just adding to the floor anymore. Now you're building a new structure. Just like a roof is considered a significant structure, so too, a wall that is matir, that makes a sukkah, that makes a rishus hayochid, is considered a significant structure, and it is prohibited to make such a thing on Shabbos or on Yontif, even according to the Rabbanon. This is the opinion of Taisvus. This is the opinion of Taisvus all over Shas, by us, and in Erevin, in a few places, all over. Taisvus goes with this opinion. And what about the Gemara in Erevin, Sadek Da'arim and Aleph, which Rashi brought his proof from? Rashi said that you see over there that we made a mechitza, l'chatchila, on Shabbos. On a terrace. That's why it's permitted for Shmuel to build a mechitza where the mechitza fell down. He held that as long as there was a mechitza made Erev Shabbos, when they continue to use the area, to use the chutzah, and one does not have to rebuild the mechitza. Nevertheless, he made a mechitza for privacy, and that is why it was permitted. So according to Taisvus, it's no problem. One second though, Rashi said it has to be metukin l'kach. What about the extra tanai, the condition that the Rabbanan only permit making a mechitza, even if it's a mechitza aroi, if it's metukin l'kach? How will Taisus explain why Shmuel used someone's cloak in order to make a mechitza when it wasn't metukin l'kach? And so Taisus is l'shitasai. Taisus learns that the reason the item that is making the mechitza, the tosefes mechitza, has to be metukin l'kach is because otherwise it is mutza. Shmuel said, take a glima, take a cloak. A cloak is never muktzah. One may take a cloak to use it to stop up, to plug up a window, or to make a mechitza, just like one may use a pot to plug up a window. However, Rashi l'shitaso learns that the item has to be metukin l'kach, has to be pre-prepared, because otherwise it's considered binyan. Otherwise, if it's not prepared in advance, then when you add the plug to the window, it's considered binyan. According to Rashi, even if you'd say that the case on Erev and Sadek Dala, Shmuel, in the case of Erev and Shmuel added to a wall, and it was a tzefes mechitza, it would still not be permitted, since the cloak was not prepared to be used as a curtain, and therefore it's considered binyan when one uses it for tzefes mechitza. So Rashi l'shitaso, that metukin l'kach is necessary because of binyan, and tzefes l'shitaso, who learns metukin l'kach is necessary because otherwise it would be mukta, has no problem with the Gemara in Erev and Sadek Dala. This is the first glimpse into the machlokes and the cause behind the machlokes. Okay, until now, we've discussed the opinion of Rashi in Shabbos and Sukkah, where we have shown in at least four places that Rashi maintains the only iser of a temporary building, temporary construction, an aroi is an ohel aroi, but a mechitza aroi is not prohibited. Making a mechitza aroi lechachila is not prohibited. It's only prohibited to put a plug in a window if the window's in the roof, or according to one Rashi, if the window's in a permanent structure, then to add a temporary plug to such a window is prohibited because it looks like you're adding to the building, which is kavua. But making a mechitza, the chachila, is in the first place is not usur because a binyan, if it's a temporary mechitza. This is the opinion of Rashi, as we said in Shabbos and in Sukkah. However, in Erevin, in at least three places, Rashi seems to take another approach to this matter. Rashi in Erevin Kuf Beis and Aleph is discussing the same exact sugya as we have right here in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches and Aleph. Rashi tells us about the vilon, that the Gemara says it's permitted to hang a curtain in front of a door. A vilon is mutter, and it's mutter to make a kilos chasanim. Rashi says that the vilon keneged a pesach, it's nius, mutter and tosa, it's permitted to hang a vilon, meaning a curtain in the door, which is making a wall, which is a temporary wall. Rashi says, "Delav oel hu." So far, so good. It says it's not an oel. But then Rashi adds, "Delo kaviya hasam elakein darko linesin elistalek kadelis ba'alma." The curtain which we hang, one hangs in front of the door, is not kavua in front of the door, but it is hanged up and is taken down, kadelis ba'alma, just like a door. Now, Rashi's words are somewhat different than what he wrote in Shabbos. Why did Rashi add this part about the mechitza being taken down and put up? It would seem from Rashi that even though the vilon is just a mechitza, it's just a vertical wall, it doesn't have a roof on top, nevertheless, we have to find an extra reason to permit it, and to explain why it is not considered an OL. Rashi's saying, l'chor, it should still be an OL, since you're making a mechitza. And Rashi answers, lo kaviya hasam, ela kein darko li nasan listala kadal spalma, it's like a door, meaning that even though it's prohibited to make a mechitza aroi, it's prohibited to make a wall that's temporary, and therefore the vilon should not be permitted, nevertheless, since this vilon is always taken down, put up, it's like a door. And a door certainly may be opened, it's not considered a binyan aroi. It's something that may be opened and closed, and is not considered, therefore it's not prohibited because of being a binyan aroi. From this it would appear, if this interpretation is correct, that Rashi is saying, if one makes a wall, an entire wall, that's a binyan aroi, that's a temporary wall, it would be prohibited to do such a thing l'chatchila on Shabbos. And the vilon, which is making a wall, is a wall which is aroi, is permitted only because it's like a door. Now, the truth is that the Beis Yosef asks about the contradiction between Rashi and Erevin and Shabbos, and then Shabbos Rashi seems to, it does not add this point about it being like a door and being put up and taken down. In the end of Siman Shin Tesvav, the Beis Yosef discusses this. And in the beginning of Shin Tesvav, the Beis Yosef tries to resolve the two Rashi's and explain why Rashi is saying the same thing in Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon on the Shulchan Aruch is Mitzayin this Rashi and seems to say that it doesn't necessarily agree to the other Rashi. He writes Avo. The truth is that this Rashi might not be a clear proof, because we could explain Rashi to mean that the same as he said in Shabbos, indeed, that the mechitza is not kavua, and because if it would be kavua, then it would be a problem of making mechitza kavua. Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan only disagree about a mechitza she'ena kavua, mechitza aroi, or a oil aroi. But if this mechitza is more than aroi, if it's a permanent wall, then it should be prohibited according to everyone. And even Rashi and Shabbos would agree that a wall that's built to be kavua is aser. So Rashi might just be adding that this vilon will not be left in the doorway, but it will be taken down again, and therefore it's only a mechitza aroi. And Rashi does not mean that it's less, that's even more aroi than a regular mechitza aroi, because it's like a door. Rashi just means that it's a regular mechitza aroi, which is permitted. Right? In fact, if Rashi meant what we said at first, that this is that this is even less than a mechitza aroi, then Rashi would be learning that the vilon is an asiyas mechitza mitchila, asiyas oil tchila, and it is only permitted because it's like a door, since it doesn't have a roof, it's not a oil, and since mechitza is put up and taken down all the time, it's like a door, and therefore it is not going to be it is permitted to put it up and take it down. If Rashi would be understanding that it's a Tosefes Mechitza, it's adding to the wall, it wouldn't be necessary to explain why it's permitted to put it up and to take it down, since in any case, Tosefes Mechitza Aroi is allowed, according to the Rabbanan. Rashi then would have to be learning that this is considered making a Mechitza Mitchila, and that's why he would be explaining why it's mutter and put it up and taken down, and that's not so simple to understand. Why should it be considered making a new mechitza mitchila? Why shouldn't it be considered just adding on to the wall, since the door is like an addition to the wall? So this Rashi may not be muchrach. However, there are two other places in Erevin where Rashi says clearly that it's prohibited to make a mechitza aroi on Shabbos. One is in Erevin Peivov. He discusses the same situation that was discussed in Sukkot Tzayin, the case where Sefer Torah was brought to another house in the Chatzar by making a mechitza in order to allow the Sefer Torah to be carried from the house to the Beis HaKnesses. Over here, Rashi brings the Girsa, which he erases in Sukkah. Rashi says that the Gemara asks, how could they make a mechitza? Even the Rabbanan agree that one may not make a Oral L'chadchila on Shabbos, and therefore one may not put up this mechitza. Rashi is clearly saying that making a mechitza that doesn't have a roof, even if the mechitza is aroi, is prohibited on Shabbos. Also, in Erevin Mem Daled Amud Aleph, when the Gemara brings the contradiction between the brises regarding a sukkah, when the Gemara asks, when the Gemara originally says lo yamid ba, that a person's not allowed to make a mechitza for the fallen wall of a sukkah, Rashi says, Rashi explains the Gemara's first answer, which says that Rabbi Eliezer is the one that prohibits it. And Rashi says that in the what was built over here is the Dofan, the wall. What is prohibited to be made there is a wall. Rashi says that the Gemara rejects the suggestion that the Rabbanan are the ones who permit to make a wall when there is a missing wall of a sukkah, and Rabbi Eliezer prohibits it, because even the Rabbanan were not permitted. because over here you're making a dofen lechatchila. Rashi clearly says the problem is making the dofen, and Rashi says that again later on the page that a dofen may not be made on Shabbos lechatchila, meaning the problem over here is making the wall. What we see is that Rashi in Ervin, contrary to what he says in Shabbos, Rashi maintains that even making a wall is prohibited. Why is making a wall prohibited? Apparently that's also called a mechitza aroi. This is the opinion of Rashi in Ervin, contrary to what Rashi says in Shabbos. Now, according to Rashi in Ervin, we'll have to understand how one should learn, one should approach the Gemara and Sadik Dalam and off of Ervin. This is the story of Shmuel, whose wall fell down between two chatzeros, and he spread a mechitza in the place of the wall by taking a cloak and putting it there. Why was that permitted? That's making a dofen lechatchila l'chara on Shabbos. So what could you say? Well, maybe it's not making a dofen lechatchila, it's not making a wall lechatchila, because only part of the wall fell down. There was a break in the wall, and now he put up the cloak in order to cover the break. So it's just Tosefos al Aroi, and Tosefos al Aroi is mutter according to the Rabbanan. But we said that according to Rashi Lishita, so another requirement is found that according to the Rabbanan, one may only make an oil aroi lechatchila if he takes something that is matukin lekach, that was prepared to make the oil from before Shabbos. And this cloak was not prepared to make the oil before Shabbos, since no one expected the wall to fall down. So, what is the reason that this wall was permitted? This is, in fact, a proof that Rashi brings in Shabbos to show that it is permitted to build a wall on Shabbos. It is a very strong question. What's the difference between the oil over here when Shmuel built the wall with Tznius and the case in the Pevavim base where they hung up some cloths in order to make a mechitza to walk a Sefer Torah from a shul to a house to a shul? The wall for the Sefer Torah is prohibited, yet this is permitted. So one might think to say immediately that Rashi holds of the chiluk that Tosfos made. Rashi understands there's a difference between a mechitza hamateres and a mechitza sheina materes. Maybe Rashi holds that a mechitza sheina materes isn't considered a wall at all, not even meisif al oil. The reason why Shmuel was permitted to hang the cloak up over there is because it wasn't a mechitza as matir, it was a mechitza made just for tznius, whereas the mechitza made to carry the Sefer Torah was made in order to create a Rishus HaYachid, in order to create a place, an aisle where the Sefer Torah could be moved from the house to the shul. It was not here. Now, that might answer why the Mechitza Shmuel was permitted, because it was Mechitza Sheina Matarath, and even Rashi and Ervin agrees that a Mechitza that's not Matir is not considered a Mechitza at all. However, this is not consistent with Rashi's words. First of all, as we said, this isn't what, as we said, even Tosfos holds that a mechitza that's a matir is a mechitza. It's just that it's considered a Tosefos mechitza and not considered making mechitza lechatchila. And here we're trying to explain why the mechitza Shmuel wasn't a mechitza altogether, not even Tosefos mechitza, which requires to take something that was matukin lekach in order to make it on Shabbos, to erect it on Shabbos. Rashi himself, an Ervin Mem Daled, clearly seems to reject this approach, because when he talks about Rabbi Meir, Rashi says that even if an animal or a person cannot be considered a dofen for a sukkah, a wall of a sukkah, nevertheless, it is prohibited to make such a wall, even though such a wall, to stand a person or animal on the side of a sukkah, is not going to permit one to eat in the sukkah, nevertheless, one may not make such a wall on Shabbos. we may not make such a wall on Shabbos. Clearly, even a mechitza that's not matir is considered a wall. Rashi there is talking about making mechitza l'chatchila, and he says that it's not permitted to make such a mechitza l'chatchila. Obviously, it is considered a wall, even though it's not matir. Also, in the maskana of the Gemara, on Erev in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi doesn't even accept Tosfos's distinction between a mechitza mataris and not. Over there, the Gemara says that a third mechitza may not be made on Shabbos, but a fourth mechitza basukah may be made. Tosfos explains the reason is because the third mechitza is matir, fourth mechitza is not. However, Rashi does not use that approach. Rashi says that the difference is because there's no such thing as an oel without three mechitzas. Any oel has to have three mechitzas to support it, and therefore making the third mechitza of a sukkah is considered making an oel, meaning the roof now becomes an oel since it has three mechitzas. And you've made an oel l'chatchila, since until now it only had two mechitzas, and it's not considered a full oel. It's only when you added the third mechitza that it became an oel. Whereas the fourth mechitza is not making an oel, it's just adding to it. So Rashi is clearly not making a distinction between oil and matir or not, but between the third wall and the fourth wall. The third wall is called making an oil. If so, how will Rashi explain the story of Shmuel? It would seem that Rashi and Erevin must learn the requirement of Mutukin Me'er of Shabbos the same way Tosfos learns it in Shabbos. Rashi indeed learns that in Shmuel's case, it was just a Tosefos oil, because only part of the wall fell down. And even though one must use something that's Mutukin Lekach to make an oil aroi, to make a Tosefos oil aroi, as we see in Mesechus Shabbos, Rashi perhaps learns, like Tosefos and Shabbos, that it's only necessary to have something that's not Mutza. Mutukin Lekach meaning that it's not Mutza. It doesn't have to be prepared for this wall in order to, that it should not be considered binyan. Even if you take a pot or anything that's not muksa, it's not considered binyan if you use that for the Tosefos Mechitza Roy. And therefore, Rashi holds that Shmuel was able to take a glima, a cloak, which is not muksa, for the Tosefos Oil Roy of the chatzah that he made. And to this Rashi, which, in other words, when Rashi agrees with Tosfos that even a mechitza roi is aser to make, Rashi must learn, like Tosfos as well, that the requirement of metukin lekach by Tosfos oil aroi is only in order that the object that is taken should not be muksa, but not because it would be a... not because it would be considered binyan if the item is not matukin lekach. Okay, that explains Rashi and Erevin. We now have three shitos to summarize what we have said. There are three shitos in Rashi and Tosfos regarding din of putting up an entire mechitza that's aroi on Shabbos. Rashi and Shabbos holds a mechitza aroi is not considered a mechitza at all. Making mechitza roi is permitted l'chatchila, even if it's an entire mechitza roi. What's prohibited? Well, apparently the Gemara in Erevin, for some reason, prohibits making a third wall of a sukkah, because that's adding to an oil, and making a fourth wall of a sukkah is considered tosefos oil roi. We have to understand, according to Rashi, why those are considered to be more of an oel than, for instance, a plug in the wall of a window. By a plug in the wall of a window, we saw Rashi and Shabbos said that's not considered making a mechitza at all. But the third or fourth wall of a sukkah is. That's a different matter. We can't get into it now. Rashi holds in Shabbos making a mechitza, even l'chatchila, is permitted. Rashi holds in Tosfos holds that making a mechitza, which is not matir, which is not permitting something by making a rishus ayochid or making a sukkah, is considered a tosefes ayel aroi. Therefore, it's machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Rabbanan. The only thing that's considered making a mechitza l'chatchila is when one makes a mechitza hamateres. right? The third shita is a shita Rashi and Erevin, that making mechitza chatchila, even if it's not matir, is considered to be a mechitza on Shabbos, and it's considered making mechitza chatchila, and both the Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan were prohibited. Unless you are just being motif, in other words, unless you're only adding to a wall that already exists. Once again, making a wall of chatchila according to Rashi and Shabbos is permitted according to everyone. According to Tosfos, if it's a normal mechitza, which is not matir, it's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, and we pass them like the Rabbanan, that it's considered tosefes ol arayah and it's mutter. And according to Rashi and Erevin, it's also to make such a mechitza of chatchila and Shabbos, even according to the Rabbanan.